This is KCUR 89.3. Statehouse Blend is a weekly political podcast that investigates the Kansas Legislature and the Missouri General Assembly.
Introduce yourself, please.
My name is Tim DeWeese. I'm the director of Johnson County Mental Health Center.
Joining Tim and me in the KCUR 89.3 production studio today is Jim McLean, who runs the KHI News Service, a KCUR reporting partner. Jim, always good to have you here in the discussion.
Always good to be with you, Sam.
There's a lot of discussion, a lot of problems with mental health service delivery in Kansas. I want to get to a lot of those, and I want to start with Jim and see what's on your mind.
I've done some reporting with Tim. I've interviewed Tim a couple of times, and this is a very important issue in the state. It's one of the biggest health issues in the state, quite frankly, about the cohesiveness of the mental health system in the state and how the community mental health centers, the CMHCs, work with the state hospitals. And there have been some real problems in that regard. Of course, everybody listening probably knows about the problems at the Osawatomie State Hospital just south of here. So I'm eager to get to that discussion.
So where are we with fixing those problems specifically at Osawatomie, Tim?
Well, with Osawatomie State Hospital, I think right now they're talking about that the CMS inspectors or certifiers are supposed to be back within the next couple of weeks to reassess the facility. It's still decertified. It's still at a capacity of 146 beds, which it was previously at 206. And so on any given day, you have about 10 people from across the state that are in need of hospitalization that can't get in. So, for example, here in Johnson County, we have three people that are on the waiting list. Two of those have been identified by the court that needing to be hospitalized, and the other two needed hospitalization, but were put in jail as opposed to taken to the hospital.
Frank Denning will often say that the Johnson County Jail is the largest provider of mental health services in Kansas. I don't know if he's exaggerating, but there is a lot
That's actually the state prison system, but Johnson County wouldn't be far behind.
Would be pretty big on that. And so there's been some movement about from the county trying to help local police departments when they encounter somebody who might have a mental health problem. So, so tell me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. There's two ways that we've done that. The first was really to help train officers. And there is a group called the Kansas CIT Council, and CIT stands for Crisis Intervention Training. And that training is for law enforcement officers basically to understand how to identify and how to best address and help in a situation where they come in contact with someone who appears to have some sort of behavioral health issue. And so family members now can even call and say, you know, here's a situation, could you please send a CIT officer? So we looked at that and we said, okay, so how can we even improve upon that? And so what we came up with was this idea to do a co-responder program.
And this is relatively new.
It's new. And so we first started, we applied for a federal grant, partnered with the city of Olathe, and we had the first co-responder in Olathe. And what that does is it takes a licensed mental health professional, and embeds them into the police department. And so now the CIT officer and this licensed mental health professional respond together. Mm-hmm. And so this has been really effective. The cities have found such value in it that when the grant ran out in Olathe, the city of Olathe has since committed for the last 2 years to pay for those for that position out of its own funds. And so now the city of Overland Park has a co-responder. We have just signed a contract with the cities of Lenexa and Shawnee, which they're sharing the cost of a co-responder. And most recently, just signed an agreement with nine cities in the northeast part of Johnson County where they'll all share a co-responder. So this is just one more way that we have tried to better provide access to individuals in emergent situations that have to have behavioral health
services. And this is a really good issue, Sam, because it's really important. I'm glad you described that in such detail, because what this brings up, again, is the issue. Yes, you might be able to do that in Johnson County mm-hmm. with the tax base and with some of those communities and where there's a commitment to, mm-hmm. to do this kind of innovative work. But it's a very uneven system across the state. And a lot of counties and a lot of communities simply do not have the wherewithal to even contemplate a program like that.
As I hear you talk, Tim, I'm wondering, one, Do you think you've got a partner with the state of Kansas in trying to tackle some of these issues? And I'm also wondering, a few years ago, has that changed? Did you think you had a good partnership with the state, and where is that now?
In many cases, I think there's abandon is probably the best word. That I think that's probably how a lot of our clients feel. I think that's a lot of how the providers feel across the state. You know, I think that there has been continual turnover within the state and within KDADS that you haven't even had someone there long enough to be able to develop a relationship. You know, I do feel positive about the new secretary, right. Secretary Keck. He was a part of our meeting yesterday. I do feel good about that, and hopefully we'll be able to develop a relationship with him. But over the course of the last several years, it just seems like there has been a constant turnover and policy decision after policy decision that's been made that have had a negative impact overall on our clients and on the system that's there to serve our clients.
And again, a lot of this being driven by the state's budget problems. I mean, the mental health centers were part of the recent 4% cut in CanCare or / Medicaid reimbursement rates. And I would echo that. I mean, I think it's important that Tim mentioned Secretary Tim Keck, the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. He's relatively new there. He just moved from an interim to a permanent status as secretary. And, you know, he got high marks from the Legislative Oversight Committee the other day for the work that he's done in a fairly short amount of time to move the issue along at Osawatomie and the work he's trying to do out at the Larned State Hospital, which also has significant staffing problems.
Yeah, I just want to, just before I move on very quickly, this meeting that you mentioned with him, was this just a get-to-know-you meeting or was there something specific you were discussing?
No, this was specifically discussing and just talking about how we could get a better idea about the issues at Osawatomie, how quickly we think some of those beds would be brought back online. And I think he expressed a desire to have those beds back online by the end of the year. But the pressure really is, at this point in time, is a lack of capacity at the state hospital and in being able to get people into the state hospital when we need to. That's one issue. The other issue is then just the amount of financial support that has been reduced over the years that has resulted in layoffs in some mental health centers, in service reductions in others, and just be able to look at how we can develop a solid plan moving forward. Because like you asked a minute ago, there really is, in my opinion, no real plan as to how to best address the mental health
and
issues
the
within
system.
Kansas. Yeah.
And so the whole idea of that 1990 reform bill, too, was the money saved by closing down state hospitals was supposed to flow to the communities. It did for a while. It doesn't anymore.
Right. So the secretary in this meeting has committed to trying to bring more beds online by the end of the year and staff up?
Absolutely. And in fact, he had reported to us that, in fact, they have hired and getting closer to the full staffing levels that they need. It will take some time to get those individuals trained up. And then I think that's when they'll begin to slowly bring on or reopen some of those beds. But, you know, he expressed that his desire, of course, he can't make any promises because it's a difficult situation. But his plan is to slowly bring those new employees on, train them, and then start to open some beds up so that we can have some relief, at least in the state hospital system,
right.
By the end of the year.
And staffing has been a huge issue at Osawatomie and Larned both. But Secretary Keck does seem to be committed to tackling that staffing problem aggressively, but it's also a huge problem out at Larned.
Gentlemen, we leave it there. Tim DeWeese, while we have changed the State House Blend format a little for our issue show today, the one thing we will not do is let you get away without picking our walk-off music. What song is in your head, my friend?
It's going to be, let's go with Stay Ahead of the Wolves by locals Bob Walking Horse and Jeff Porter.
A local band? We couldn't be happier. State House Blend is produced by Matt Hodapp. I'm Sam Zeff. See you around the radio.
That was an excerpt from State House Blend. You can find the full episode by subscribing on iTunes or at kcur.org/statehouseblend.